Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula, 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We had a great show. Thanks for joining us here on Herb Talk Live on the American Voice Radio Network. Great network, by the way. Thank you, Frank. Oh, we got a good show. We're going to be talking about antibiotic time bombs. Yeah, get ready. It's going to freak you out. Also, we're going to be talking about herbs that are going to help you slim down if you want to lose a few pounds for the summer. So we got that going on, and we got a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, first things first, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. You know I am, lifting them up in prayer, all of America, asking for God's hand be on us. And I did bring my devotional, of course I did. And let's see, Frank, don't interrupt a devotional, please, sir. The devotional is probably the most important part of the show because it honors the Creator. So today's devotional is from Colossians 3, John 15, and Psalms 105, and it goes like this. When I give No special guidance. Stay where you are. Concentrate on doing your everyday tasks in awareness of my presence with you. The joy of my presence will shine on you as you do everything for me. Thus, you invite me into every aspect of your life through collaborating with me in all things. You allow my light to emerge with yours. This is the secret of not only joyful living, but victorious living. I designed you to depend on me moment by moment, recognizing that apart from me, you can do nothing. So be thankful for quiet days when nothing special seems to be happening. Instead of being bored by the lack of action, use times of routine to seek my face. Although this is an invisible transaction, it speaks volumes in spiritual realms. Moreover, you are richly blessed when you walk trustingly with me through the routines of your day. Absolutely, the day is not any good until you start it with the Lord. I hope you do so and seek the Lord's face, mind the time, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty, first up in the quack report, scientists are tracking the toxic chemicals in the fast food wrappers. They seem to contaminate the human body. All right. So researchers are monitoring traces of the PFAS toxin. It's called perfluorinated compounds, chemicals that are on the fast food wrappers that you ingest into your body. Recent studies showed that these chemicals were found in more than a third of the food packaging that they tested. So health experts at University of Alabama and Birmingham School of Medicine and the University of Notre Dame have developed a new method by replacing some of the atoms in the molecule, and this helps them track how it is absorbed in your body and how it gets there. So each of these tracers show them just how much of these chemicals are in people. The study was published in the International Journal of Epidemiology, and it showed that children, especially boys, had higher rates of exposure, and higher rates of exposure, they said, can lead to congenital cerebral palsy. Wow. From your burger wrapper, for real? Oof. All right, moving along on the Quacker report here. Scientists say cells that are resistant to the HIV breakthrough in disease, resistant cells, they say, can quickly replace diseased ones. So they hope to take this new therapy and potentially, they say, cure disease. They're going to actually try to cure something, Frank. Check that out. So the researchers are collaborating with investigators at the City of Hope Center for Gene Therapy in California. And they're using antibodies to monopolize the virus so it can't enter other cells and spread. So what you're seeing is really a form of cellular vaccination. Yep. And since they said the treatment blocks immune cell receptors, the cells are without antibody protection, and then they die off, leaving the new protected cells to survive and multiply, passing on, they say, protective genes and new cells. That makes no sense. You know, if you get rid of the immune system protection, I don't know. All right, moving along the quack report. Anthrax cases, strange ones, they say are tied to men's shaving brushes. You know, those, you know, some of these people are getting back to the old-timey shaving brushes. They whip up the shaving cream, put it in a little, you know, container and whip it around and put it on their face. Well, old-fashioned shaving tools are kind of trendy. So younger men these days are kind of gravitating to that. And men's shaving brushes that are made from animal hair, they say, are linked to cases of anthrax around the time of World War One. Okay, so shaving brushes were invented, they say, around the 18th century and the 1700s, and they often were sold by street vendors. So they said the risk of contracting anthrax today from the animal hair in the shaving brushes is low, extremely low. But the report describes several hundred cases of anthrax that happened around World War One, and also between 1915 and 1924. They said they all were tied to the shaving brushes, and they were mainly among men in the U.S. military. So it must have been military assigned shaving brushes then? I don't know. Frank, did they assign shaving brushes in the military? Did the military pay for those? I don't know. But in 1921, researchers in New York City tested shaving brushes that were purchased from street vendors, and it had the anthrax bacteria on it. 78% of the brushes in 1921 seemed to have that. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, they're saying newborns in the U.S. cry less than newborns in the U.K. and Canada. This is an analysis of like almost 9,000 infants and babies that cry and fuss more in certain countries. So the study was looking at Denmark, Germany, Italy, the U.S., U.K., Canada, Japan, and the Netherlands. And they said the lengthiest cry and fussing spells happened in the U.K. The study was published online in the Journal of Pediatrics on Monday, the 3rd of April. So probably some correlations there, but, you know, we'll see. Maybe, you know, breastfed, not breastfed kind of thing. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Well, we're going to rock it out today, and we're going to be talking about some antibiotic time bombs. This stuff was incredible to find this. So according to the CDC, there were over a million antibiotic prescriptions that were dispensed in 2014. And they estimated about 30% of those prescriptions for outpatient treatments were unnecessary. So the percentage of antibiotic prescriptions they concluded were the wrong kind of drug, the wrong dose, and the wrong duration of use was about 50%. So according to Oregon State University Medical Research Foundation, 40% of U.S. adults and 70% of children take at least one antibiotic per year, with about 10% experiencing an adverse reaction. So add to that the antibiotic residues that you find in animal foods, so we get a lot more. We get more than our fair share of these types of drugs. Now, the research team stated that antibiotic use has a much broader impact on the human body than previously thought. So apparently drug-resistant bacteria and weak immune systems is not the only downside to using antibiotics. So let's check it out. Here's a quote from Audrey Morgan, professor, Oregon State University College of Pharmacy. She says, just in the past decade, a whole new universe has opened up about the far-reaching effects of antibiotic use, and now we're exploring it. So nothing we find will surprise me at this point. End of quote. Well, let's look at it. According to the Oregon State University study, they were published in February 2015 in the journal Gut, and they found when animals are given antibiotics, there is unwanted impact on the friendly bacteria called the microorganisms. Now, science has known for some time that antibiotics upset those digestive floras that we have. So, however, the research helped explain in more detail what happens next, affecting your immune system, your blood glucose, your food absorption, obesity, stress, and behavior. So they state that patients on long-term antibiotic therapy can experience far-reaching complications. Wow. Well, let's look at what they're looking at. They're looking at the microbiology in the digestive system. According to the research, testing just four of the most popular antibiotics, they discovered that antibiotics will deplete your gut floras, the friendly digestive bacteria, and in doing so, it disrupts several important immune system functions. So according to Professor Morgan, this is just the beginning, offering about a third of the damage. So the antibiotics go on to destroy the digestive tissue called intestinal epithelium, responsible for nutrient absorption. So after the cell death of the colon tissue, the destruction leads to significant changes in cell DNA. So the mitochondrial function is sacrificed, which leads to more cell death. So the mitochondria are responsible for communicating, cells to communicate, and promote energy and cell growth and regeneration. And without that, guess what? Nothing happening. So this condition increases a patient's risk of bowel cancer or other diseases, which physicians are unaware of the cause, right? So, hey, it was that antibiotic I prescribed for you. Sorry about that. They don't tell you that. So according to Dr. Morgan, antibiotic use encourages digestive dysfunction, such as diarrhea and ulcerative colitis. However, she adds that new research is revealing that antibiotics have this broad effect with regard to obesity, depression, immune system function, food absorption, allergies, asthma, and sepsis, which is blood poisoning. So here's a quote from her. She says, again, Dr. Morgan says, when the host communication system gets out of balance, it can lead to a chain of seemingly unrelated problems. And so your internal medicine doctor, your general practitioner is not going to know. It's not going to think, hey, it was that antibiotic I prescribed for you last month for your sinus infection. Well, let's look at some research from 2010 and 2013. So it's a little older research. It was done a while ago. The Society for General Microbiology published some research in the November 2010 Journal of Microbiology. They reported back then on antibiotics that were causing not only bacterial resistance, but also resistant genes. They stated that an individual on a short course of antibiotics, which is just about 7 days, will have antibiotic-resistant genes in their system for a minimum of 2 years. Wow. So according to Dr. Cecilia Jernberg, Swedish Institute of Infectious Disease, she says antibiotics have an impact on the normal microbial flora of the human gut and can alter the composition of the microbial populations, potentially leading to other illnesses. The consequences of this could be potentially life-threatening. End of quote. Okay, so the antibiotics now are causing life-threatening conditions? Seriously, it's not just the superbug problem. Well, in 2013, Stanford University Medical Center reported that antibiotic use depletes healthy gut flora within the first 24 hours and permits at least two potentially deadly pathogens to get a foothold. Justin Sonnenberg, PhD, states that the gut has this complex microbial ecosystem with, you know, thousands of bacterial strains providing that nutrient-rich environment, and the flora manufactures vitamins and provides immune system support and assists the digestive tissues. So the antibiotics come in and destroy this environment quickly, he says, and the body can rebuild this environment, but it can take weeks to months. However, Dr. Sonnenberg reports that there is residual and permanent damage to the gut. So the pathogens we are vulnerable to, like Salmonella and Clostridium, you know, bacteria, conditions that lend themselves to things like inflammation and digestive system collapse will also make us more vulnerable to parasites, he says. So he goes on to explain that antibiotics affect the mucosal lining of the digestive system, creating a vulnerability to toxins that could infect the blood. So mice that were fed antibiotics and then exposed to Salmonella and Clostridium bacteria's cause severe life-threatening conditions, they reported. So their research was published in the September 2013 journal called Nature. Now, according to Dr. Sonnenberg, he says, and he's from the Stanford University Medical Center. He says it is thought that our friendly bacteria serve us as a kind of lawn that commends rich fertilizer, keeping the pathogenic weeds at bay. So a disruption in this inner microbial ecosystem somehow impairs the immune system response, and our defense falters shortly after a course of antibiotics begin. Ooh, that's not good. That's not good. Well, let's look at the nurses study. Researchers done by the BBC reported in the nurses health study that patients who are taking antibiotics for longer than 15 days increase their risk of colon polyps by about 36%. So patients on long-term antibiotic treatment increase the risk by 69%. So the Journal of Digestive Diseases and Sciences published similar findings in 2016, where antibiotic use increases the risk of colon rectal cancers. Wow. Well, you know, it got me thinking about other things like celiac disease, you know, gluten intolerance. You know, according to Elevere Health Services or Sciences, they were looking for the cause of the gluten intolerance for celiac disease. And science has thought that it is an allergic reaction or an immune system response that's kind of gone haywire. But celiac disease affects about 1% of the U.S. population. And experts say that there's probably many more, but they're gone undiagnosed with the disease. So those that are suffering from celiac disease, they can't seem to tolerate the protein and gluten often found in grains like wheat, rye, and barley. So the problem seems to involve the lining of the small intestine, in which symptoms of bloating, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, and constipation result. Now, scientists are asking if antibiotic use contributed to the making of this disease. Now, remember, Professor Morgan said that antibiotics are detrimental to the digestive system. Quote, the antibiotics go on to destroy the digestive tissue called intestinal epithelium, responsible for nutrient absorption. Another coincidence is that antibiotics became a mainstream drug around the 1940s, which coincides with the genetic modification of wheat to make it contain more gluten. So the research was published in the October 2015 American Journal of Pathology. So maybe they'll get more details on that and see if, you know, gluten intolerance was really from antibiotics. Wow. All right, let's look at some of the animals that are at risk as well. According to the report by the Center for Disease Dynamics and Economics and Policy in 2015, they said that animals are bombarded with antibiotics and also have disease-resistant pathogens. So the country that dispensed the most antibiotics to animals was China, followed by the U.S., then Greece, Brazil, the U.K., India, Thailand, Germany, Spain, Mexico, Canada, Russia, and France. Now, Denmark had the lowest rating of using antibiotics in animal husbandry. So their report stated that the MRSA is found in 12% of animal products, like your beef, veal, lamb, pork, fowl, and dairy products. So an astonishing find in the report was that when antibiotics and growth hormones were added to livestock, that lowered weights, and they were recorded instead of making them plumper. So they compared cattle, chickens, pigs in weight in the 80s to animals of today, and they found that on average the cattle were 4% lighter, chickens were 3.3% lighter, and pigs were 8% lighter. So if the growth hormones aren't actually putting the weight on, why are they using them? Well, the types of antibiotics used in farm animals, they use the aminoglycosides. Now, these are gram-negative agent inhibitor proteins, and they're synthesized, and they contain a lot of amino-modified sugars. So this could be adding to the diabetes issue too. Now they also use broad spectrum penicillin. They also use cephalosporins, which are made from fungus. They also give the animals chloramethiconilols, which are antibiotics that can suppress bone marrow and cause bone death. They also give them maricolides, which contain lacto rings of sugar, as well as narrow-spectrum penicillin types of antibiotics, quinolones, which are synthetic broad-spectrum gram-positive bacterias, tetracycline, which you know can affect teeth and your kidneys and make your skin vulnerable to the sun, and then also trimethoprim, which is a combination of antibiotics, and it affects blood platelets and white blood cells, and a ton of others. Okay, so, you know, goodness, I just listed about 10, and they give animals more than that. Well, then you can't forget. You can't forget where else they put antibiotics these days. They stick them in vaccines. Yeah. According to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, some vaccines can contain antibiotics, and some people are allergic to certain antibiotics, and this can be a serious concern. So those that are receiving a vaccine that contains antibiotics, they can experience the following reactions: hives, swelling of the throat, and low blood pressure. So the common antibiotics that are in some vaccines are neomycin, polymyxin B, streptomycin, and gentamicin. So the vaccines that are exposed to small amounts of antibiotics during processing or are included as an ingredient are your MMR, which is your measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, your MMRV, which adds the chickenpox varicella, the meningitis B vaccine, the chickenpox separate vaccine, the zoster shingles vaccine, rabies, influenza, polio, and your DPT, which is your diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, and also versions of that with the hepatitis B added, and also your vaccines that are hepatitis A and B by themselves can also have antibiotics in them. You know, you have choices, though. We all do. And the more we learn about the wonder drugs produced by the drug companies, the more we find them to have some high cost associated with them. You know, a high cost would appear to be a quick fix for bacterial infections. All right, so it would also appear that you do not have to be prescribed an antibiotic to be exposed to them anymore due to them being in vaccines and in the foods. So therefore, it is even more important that we, you know, exercise our options to cleanse away these pharmaceutical residues and even the heavy metals. We can do that with herb organ cleanses. So spring actually is an excellent season. It's a great time to conduct your organ cleansing. You won't have to stress, you won't have the stress of, you know, the holidays, the cold and flu season, or any distraction from a summer vacation. So spring's great. And you can complete your cleanses in a very short time and then enjoy the summer season. And don't forget, you also have options for immune system boosting, for infections. You have some powerful herb formulas as well for that. So the more we learn about the wonder drugs, Frank says, the more we wonder why we take them. Absolutely correct. Couldn't agree more there, Frank. So empower yourself. Get some tools. Get educated. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Order your organ cleanses, your allergy formulas, your immune boosters. You can give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And, of course, if you're outside the U.S., it's 704-885-0277. Visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Got to protect yourself. And don't forget, now through Sunday, the 16th, you'll save 20% on orders of $50 or more. Use coupon APR17, APR short for April, and 17 when you check out or use it over the phone. So you can stock up, save 20%, celebrate the season, get in shape for summer. It's all empowerment. I love it. I can see by the clock we got to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to learn about some herbs that will help us lose weight. Yeah. Get in shape for the summer, get cleansed, cleaned up. Squeaky clean, it's coming. Be right back.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength herbal organ cleanses and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
You look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of.
back here on Herb Talk. And we're rocking it, talking about things that will empower you. And, of course, for the second part of the show, we're going to be talking about how you can use some herbs to help you slim down if you want to drop a few pounds and look good in the bathing suit this year. Spring, very popular time of year for people to jump on. You see all the ads for the weight loss stuff and to get into shape. According to the FDA, Americans are going to spend about $30 billion on various product programs to try to slim down. So the market research firm Market Data reports that weight loss marketplaces is a $60 billion industry. And you want to keep in mind that Market Data lists everything remotely associated with weight loss, whether it's a product or not. So products like, you know, your diet sodas, your artificial sweeteners, your diet books, your exercise videos, your prescription drugs, your meal plans, and so forth and so on. Over 17 million Americans are using some kind of non-prescription weight loss product, and, you know, they want to give that a shot. And they try it each year. Americans spend a lot of money on that stuff. Than any other country. Americans do. They spend more. The Huffington Post did a story, The Battle of the Weight Loss, and they said three things were certain in life: death, taxes, and the never-ending battle of the mystifying fat cell. So we're going to find out how we can successfully help our system, you know, purge the fat we don't want. Let's look at some stats. The CDC is stating 62% of adult Americans need to be on a weight loss plan. 9 million children and teenagers also, they say, should be on one. So the statistics are showing that a majority of people, you know, can stand to lose a few pounds, and they need to diet at some point. So whether it is for an upcoming wedding, school graduation, or school reunion you're going to, or even if it's bathing suit season, most people consider, you know, implementing some kind of weight loss plan. So the Gallup poll states 6 in 10 Americans want to lose weight. Now, according to Judy Mahal Luter, author of The Bodywise Women, she says 50% of U.S. females in the population are on a diet. And due to social media, fashion magazines, and all these other influences, 90% of teenagers and young kids have body image issues, and therefore, you know, they've also dieted. Well, let's look at the food plans. Most people have seen the food plans. They're advertised, you know, to help dieters lose weight. I had a hairdresser that constantly was on the Weight Watchers, on and off, on and off, on and off. And I asked her if she thinks it works to help her lose weight. And she says it does if you stick to the food plan. So the problem is most people get bored, fall off the food plan wagon. And you think, you know, paying a minimum of 30% more per week for food on these plans would be a motivation for you to stick with it. You're paying. But on average, people on food plans will gain the weight they lost back within that year. So my hairdresser, you know, well, she's a testimony to that fact. You know, she's on it, she's off it, you know. All right, let's look at the carb myth. Most diet plans have you counting calories. I hate doing that. Frank, do you count calories? Do you know anybody that does? You know, it's a bother. I mean, it's not normal. Why are we having to do that? Well, the reason we're doing that is because we're eating garbage. You know, if you ate wholesome food, you don't have to count calories. So I don't like counting calories, and I find it's kind of a hassle to keep up with 100 calories or 200 calories here and there. So I think this is one reason why people are kind of drawn to the food plans. The calories are already counted out for them. It's easy. You just eat the food, you lose weight, is what they're told. And that is if they don't cheat. Now, I know a few people that have been, you know, counting calories for a long, long time. And they know calories, what calories are in food. They know it by heart, right? They'll even tell you while you're putting food in your mouth how many calories you're eating there. So a majority of calorie-counting dieters feel that you have to closely watch the carb intake. However, not all carbs are the same. You want to steer clear of the simple carbs like sugar and processed grains. The complex carbs, the whole grains, the brown rice, the unsweetened whole grain cereals, really don't break down into sugars as readily. and are needed really to help the metabolism lose more fat because of the fiber content. And if you have a little bit of whole grain and some fruit with natural sugars in it, that gives you a time release energy source for the morning into the lunch hour. So you should try that. You know, it doesn't have, I mean, you can eat 100 calories at breakfast with some whole grain flatbread and maybe an orange, an apple, or a banana, and that should take you through to lunch, no problem. All right, let's look at some extreme dieting, because there are some that are taking the dieting to extreme. They're addicted to dieting is what they are. Now, according to the University of Colorado, 35% of dieters are at risk of becoming diet addicts. So the risk is higher for young girls between the ages of 8 to 14. So we got to, you know, everything within reason, you know, here. Now, let's look at genes and your fat cells. Several reports have emerged in the medical science field about how we are born with a certain number of fat cells, and then we gain more of them as we age, when we get into our 20s. But after that, we're told that we seem to, you know, thin out a little bit. There's a plateau. The number of fat cells in life kind of just stabilize, right? They go on to report that in the Journal of Nature that we don't burn fat cells for fuel when that happens, and that the fat cell simply just shrinks a little bit. Therefore, our weight loss is not as significant. We just notice it as much. Don't know if I believe that or not. But if that is the case, dermatologists should find a way to, you know, plump us up with some shrinking fat cells instead of all that Botox. What do you think? You know, just, you know, rehydrate those shrinking fat cells in there. But there is some research in the Journal of Cell Metabolism, and they're stating that insulin hormones regulate a lot of what you absorb and how your cells retain fat. And I've always known that natural sugar that you find in food is different than refined sugars. And while one offers you natural energy for the cells, the other is a toxic source to the cells. So just, you know, different animals that you're looking at there. So what we want to do is find a happy balance. And one thing that works for controlling or maintaining a healthy weight is your lifestyle. Let's not look at it as a diet, because diets are temporary and you discard them. You get bored. Lifestyle's permanent. It's a way of living. So if the lifestyle includes healthy foods, regular exercise, it's really a lot easier to maintain a healthy weight. So everybody has heard that, you know, diets don't work, but lifestyles are a commitment and they do work. So how do you get committed? Well, any commitment begins in your head, your mindset. So once you set your mind to it, the process is a lot easier and becomes effortless. Now, once a weight goal is reached, you know, a maintenance plan is put into place and it becomes your safeguard so you don't gain the weight back. So, you know, forget the diets. Embrace the new lifestyle. That's what you do. Now, I was watching a documentary. There was a guy that did Back to Eden. Have you seen that on YouTube? I think it's on YouTube now. And he was talking about his garden, and he had people come and tour his garden. It's just gorgeous. And he has this huge garden, this whole huge complex, an orchard, if you will, as well. And he doesn't weed anything because the way he gardens. So people come and want to know, what are you doing? So they had this video up there, and one guy took the tour. And then after the tour, he said, you know, we kind of spontaneously came up here once we heard about this tour. We skipped lunch in order to get here in time for the tour. And, you know, during the tour, they are allowed to kind of sample things from the garden. So he was kind of munching on a little lettuce here and munching on an apple there. And he says, you know, I am completely satisfied, and I didn't hardly eat that much of anything. And that's because it's organic and it's full of minerals and vitamins and fiber. And so you're satisfied on less food. Guess what happens when that happens? Well, you get to drop some weight. You're not, it just don't recongest the system with a bag of chips, you know? All right. Let's look at some herbs that can help. You'd be surprised at how adding a few simple herbs can really help you reach your weight loss goal much sooner and help you use it, you know, periodically to maintain so you don't gain the weight back while you're in your transition of a new lifestyle. So I have often thought that when the body has organic nutrition, more satisfied, reduces the food cravings, the hunger pains, and you eat less and you're not hungry and the weight does come off in a natural, healthy way. So we're going to take a look at a few herbs here. They're very readily available and they're not expensive. One is the apple. Okay, a food source, apple. You'd be surprised, you know, about apples. Add it to your, I'm talking like the kind of apple it's in its original packaging. I'm not talking about, you know, a glass of apple juice full of, you know, sweeteners. So an apple, excellent food source to use with your weight loss program. This fruit is essentially a digestive tonic, okay? The fiber and the pectin in your apple helps to strengthen the digestive tract, and it provides nutrients to offer this full, satisfied feeling. So an apple per day actually can help your body purge 10 pounds or more over the course of a year. An apple. Just add, even if you just add the apple. You know, obviously, you can counteract the benefit of an apple by eating a whole chocolate cake, but you get my point, right? You want to eat some apples. Also, burdock root is on my list. This helps relieve congestion in the system, and it moves more fluids and along with fat out of the system. So if you've got a lot of water retention, you know. So it is one of the most underused herbs for cleansing the body of impurities and unwanted fats. So it's burdock root, okay? Okay, now it won't flush too much of your mineral like magnesium out of the system, so don't worry about that, but burdock root. Also on my list is cayenne, and you've probably heard of some of these, you know, lemon cayenne diets and stuff coming out of Hollywood, but cayenne improves circulation and can reduce cellular stress. So this is an excellent herb that will perk up your thyroid and your whole system. You can even use it with some little black walnut to feed the thyroid, some natural iodine if you need to. And it's loaded with beta-carotene, the cayenne, and vitamin A. This assists in the repair of mucous membranes, tissues, especially in the digestive system. If you've been on antibiotics, hello. Cayenne will also raise the body temperature and boost your metabolism to help your mitochondria cells burn more fat, more energy fat. So cayenne is something you can utilize. Also on my list is dandelion. I've often talked about dandelion for, you know, what Windsor Medical University discovered in 2012, that it kills all known cancer cells. But it also is packed full of minerals for balanced electrolytes. Kind of acts like a system buffer. And so dandelion is going to improve bowel transit time and help the liver store vitamin A and remove more toxins. So it protects also the intestinal floras, hello, and reduces bloating and helps improve the absorption of iron, potassium, and other vitamins like A, C, and E. It's also rich in flavonoids and it will help reduce inflammation in the body. So dandelion can be added to your smoothie, let's say. Okay. Also, fennel seed. I love fennel. It's a digestive herb. And the Puritans would kind of chew on fennel seeds during their fasting to reduce their hunger pains and to curb their appetite. That and licorice. Licorice is the other one that will curb appetite. So you don't want to give these to anorexics. So it is also excellent to remove gas and bloating, the fennel seed, while it improves the function of your pancreas and your gallbladder. You know, they communicate together while you're digesting. So it kind of tones them up a little bit. And it soothes muscles of the digestive tract. And it reduces that unwanted spasming and cramps that you can get when you kind of got a little digestive issues. Now, it's loaded with antioxidants, the fennel seed. It also has this antimicrobial action, not the friendly flora kind, but it has flavonoids to help also purge the unwanted impurities. Now, also on my list is garlic. I mean, who doesn't love garlic? If you're Italian, you know, it's in your blood, right? But garlic is a natural herb to improve and protect digestive tract. You know, it helps the cardiovascular system to cleanse the arteries. It reduces high blood pressure. It's a natural blood thinner. But it's an excellent herb to use to reduce weight because its ability to help the body regulate blood sugars and a more consistent time release of energy. Okay, so won't be snacking. Also on my list is gentian root. This is a wonderful herb to use for overall toning of the digestive system to stop stomach aches and to avoid overeating. So if you're prone to doing that, you know, when I was a little kid, if you went to potluck, my mom would always say, hey, your eyes are bigger than your stomach, because I never could finish my plate because I put too much on. So, but if you finish your plate, maybe not a good thing. So avoid overeating. Use some gentian root. You can take it a half hour before you eat, and it prepares the digestive enzymes in your stomach, your digestive tract, and it keeps you from overeating. Another nice benefit of gentian root is that it will help move food out of the stomach into the small intestines a little more efficiently, a little faster, so you can avoid acid reflux and indigestion and heartburn issues. Also, it's helpful at reducing if you have nausea, diarrhea, that kind of thing. If you're anorexic, anorexia, they give gentian root to the anorexics as well. Helps improve the digestion while they eat. Ginger is another herb that helps the body regulate blood sugars, especially if you're eating some carbohydrates. It is a natural digestive aid. It reduces gas and improves circulation in the small capillaries, and it boosts your metabolism so you burn more fat. It's also an anti-inflammatory herb, and it's been a herb to help also reduce nausea, overeating, reducing some of the acids, too much acid that you may generate as well. And it's a spice, but it has this fat-burning thermogenetic property in it, kind of similar to turmeric and cayenne. So ginger, if you can't find the other two, use that. Ginseng, I love ginseng. Long established herb, multiple benefits, known for boosting the metabolism to provide you with more energy, of course. And for this reason, it's often included in a lot of diet ads and diet products. There seems to be some scientific evidence that also helps with insulin regulation, so ginseng could help there. And it helps the body to eradicate unwanted pathogens quickly to relieve stress on the body, so you have energy to do more things. Less stress that the body has to deal with, the more energy it has for other things and functions. So you can add some American or Siberian ginseng, and you can power up with that. Don't use it if you're using other stimulants, though. A lot of people use diet stimulants, but you don't want to double up and use ginseng if you're doing that. Milk thistle, also on my list, has a long, solid history of helping your liver to heal itself. But milk thistle is really loaded with antioxidants and replaces old dying liver cells with healthy new ones. And the liver is this organ that is heavily involved in regulating blood sugars and cholesterol and hormones and enzymes, and also in neutralizing toxicity. So it is an organ that helps you cleanse impurities out of the blood, including fat deposits. So therefore, milk thistle helps the liver purge more impurities and more fat. Milk thistle. So, you know, you have some choices, and there are a ton of them, actually. You can use some or all, really. And you'll find every one of these herbs at thepowerherbs.com. And you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Get a free catalog, and don't forget, now through Sunday, the 16th, you'll save 20% on orders of $50 or more when you use the coupon code APR17, so it's abbreviation for April and 17. You can use the code on your mail order form, too. If you do have a catalog already, just write it on your order form and deduct your 20% and make sure you get it postmarked before Sunday. Okay, so if it's postmarked after that, oh well. So Check that out, thepowerherbs.com, and save. Of course, if you were on our mailing list, you did get this coupon blast, you know, to let you know, hey, sale coming up. You can stock up on your cleanses, your allergy formulas, and whatever, and save 20%. It's a good savings. So, I mean, you know, deduct 20, 30 bucks from a bill. I mean, that's a deal. All right. Also, if you're on the website, sign up for the newsletters. A lot of you are. So I guess you're listening and you're signing up for the newsletters so you can get empowered each and every week. Of course, the newsletters are delivered by email, so you have to have email addresses. And they're free, no subscription. None, not a zip. So you can just go to thepowerherbs.com and click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up there. There's two. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So if you want a Health Quest to read over the holiday weekend, you can sign up, and it will be delivered to you tomorrow. So thepowerherbs.com, and click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for free there. Also, if you're wanting to learn a little bit more about herbs, get your feet wet, learning more about herbs and what you can do, you know, cleansing, immune boosting, and so forth, then you might want to check out the Power Herbs book that is in the web store at thepowerherbs.com. And it is now an ebook, so it will be delivered to you with a download link that you get when you pay for it. $14.99 is all you have to pay, $14.99, and you'll get this 400-page book. And you can select the format. It's Kindle, iPad, or PDF, and be empowered. It's a book that I wrote, and it gives you the basic start, you know, and it involves using herbs that won't get you into too much trouble, even if you're using some prescription meds. So it gives you courage, and it gives you confidence in what you're doing with natural therapies. It does have an herb symptom reference guide so that you can check out, you know, what your herbal options are. If you look up something like, I don't know, headache, you can see what herbs will be good for headaches. And they also have a section on mothers, nursing mothers, so herbs to avoid when you're pregnant or when you're nursing, which is very handy. There's a herbs for kids section and so forth. So it's just $14.99, but it's an electronic book. Now, some of you, still call, bless your hearts, and say, I want a hard copy of that. Well, it's out of print. But if you don't have a computer, a lot of you say, well, I don't have a computer. I don't do the technology thing. Well, God bless you. I understand. Technology sometimes can be, you know, good and sometimes not. Sorry, Frank, but that's just the way it is. But so if you don't have the technology, there is a way for us to get you the file of the book, and you can get your hard copy. So you can just call us at thepowerherbs.com and ask about how to do that, and we will help you out, okay? We will hook you up, absolutely. 866-229-3663 is the number to call at Apothecary Herbs. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277, and that's thepowerherbs.com. And, of course, you can get there typing in apothecaryherbs.com. It's up to you. But it's just simpler with thepowerherbs.com. And I can see I'm just about out of time. And I hope everybody out there has a great, great Resurrection Sunday. Don't eat too much sugar, you know. Sugar will suppress your immune system for a whole day if you eat too much. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well. Yeah.